This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Thursday, October 9, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State-owned power utility Eskom on Wednesday said it had received some promising bids in a tender to return its Ingangane power station to service. Eskom asset disposal manager Mark Hunter told Engineering News Online that the utility got some good offers. But there is still a lot of work that needed to go into that. He said Eskom needed to manage through aspects like the pricing agreements and environmental impact assessments. He added that Eskom was still in an evaluation process and that the tender would probably only be awarded in another month or two. Eskom had received 8 bids. South Africa's factory output growth slowed to 0.4% year-on-year in August and shrank 2.1% on a monthly basis, pointing to pressure from higher interest rates and waning confidence. Statistics South Africa said on Wednesday that annualized growth eased from an upwardly revised 3.5% in July. Analysts said the data confirmed that the economy was under strain from past interest rate hikes that were designed to tame inflation, despite a weaker currency. To the Point Investments director Bernard Swanepoel said on Wednesday that a revitalized JSE-listed Village Main Reef Mining would be open for business by January. He said he was certain that Village would have real assets and not environmental liabilities in a year. To the Point bought Harmony Gold's stake in Village in July. It was a listed JSE shell first incorporated in 1889. To the Point also bought a 10% stake from long-standing shareholder David Cobbett, who still holds a 13% interest in the company. The company then made a 100 cents a share offer to minorities, also in July.
The first significant asset, of course, will be the injection of 20 million rands. That will take place soon. And then the full process of giving all the minority shareholders the right to claw back if they want to will be concluded probably end of December, early January.
Also making headlines, Galeme Motlanthe's first South-South summit takes place amid the northern financial storm. Some OPEC members float the idea of an oil supply cut. Trevor Manuel says South Africa must stick to its policies amid the global turmoil. Diamond miner Rockwell is on track to commission a new 60 million rand diamond plant. Solar energy will become a robust driver of silver demand. And De Beers Voorspoort mine is to open on November the 4th. In political news, the stakes are high for South African land reform practices. The World Bank chief says that developing nations face tough times. Russia starts its troop pullback from Georgia, and Barack Obama and John McCain battle it out in a tense debate. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.